First down.
Here we go. Spike, 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 spike. Not so late. Quicker. Quicker. Right, he's open. Give it to him now.
This is Jaguars offensive coordinator Jed Fish, mic'd up for OTA number 9 on Thursday morning. The full feature coming up early next week on Jaguars.com. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back in the Florida Blue practice fields for OTA number 9 on Thursday. 2 hours of work today. It was Kids Club Day today. Members of the Kids Club had exclusive access to the OTA practice. The Jags moved the start of practice ahead by 30 minutes to try to beat some inclement weather in the forecast, at least. They avoided some rain today. Two receivers back in the field today, Mike Brown and Ace Sanders, getting some work in receiver drills this afternoon. A good sign going into Friday and next week's minicamp. Mercedes Lewis, the tight end, on the field today. That's not a huge deal. He's been here every day, except that he flew to his sister's graduation in California Wednesday and then took a red eye back to be in Jacksonville in time for today's practice. And with OTAs concluding tomorrow, Jags head coach Gus Bradley said he's seen improvement over the last few weeks.
We continually have gotten better all through OTAs, and when you do that, you have a chance overall as a team to be better. And, you know, we'll see what takes place. But, you know, it just feels good. It feels like everybody, more of the guys are getting better at one time. And, again, I think it goes back to just understanding what their roles are and their responsibilities.
We heard from starting quarterback Chad Henne today. His targets at wide receiver have changed throughout OTAs with those injuries, of course. But Henne said he can feel the offense still making strides.
Some really good things going on out there. You know, I feel good with how I'm throwing the football. You know, there's some obviously points out there where I could throw better, but the timing's been good with the guys that have been out there, and I think we're getting a grasp of the offense and getting in and out of plays and executing what's out there.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. You know, talking about Chad Henne, he said a lot today to the media that he felt a little quicker from the start of OTAs through 9 OTAs.
Well, and Chad's getting to the point. 9 OTAs in, a mini camp left, where I'm sure he wants to feel that. He comes into camp for the first time as the starter, and owning this position, which is what they've talked about, he would expect to, things to start feeling more comfortable. And to a quarterback, that means quickness. Quickness making the call, quickness knowing what to do, quickness getting rid of the ball. Chad talked about that. I'm sure he wanted to feel that, so for him, it's a good sign that he's feeling it.
Your story today on Jaguars.com, your editorial, was about Luke Joeckel, Jaguars left tackle, going into his second year, coming off the ankle fracture. His mindset's good, and that's to be expected.
Right. Well, and what an interesting guy to talk to this OTAs, because he really admitted in the editorial that he wasn't a very happy person in October and November. He was hurt. He wanted to be out there. As a kid coming into the NFL, you're dealing with a lot. And he said right now he's back into a good mindset. I think the most interesting thing I learned about him was he feels really good, and even though he only played 4 games, there's a confidence there that I wouldn't call a cockiness, but he's used to being very, very good, and he saw just enough last year to believe that as long as he keeps working, he's going to be very good in this league.
Another guy who's very confident of his ability in this league is Mercedes Lewis, who was here today. We mentioned him earlier on the show. He went to his sister's graduation Wednesday, Nakia Withers, out in California, took the red eye back to be at this practice today.
Yeah, and he's going back on Saturday, and I asked him, you said that to get the miles, didn't you? And he kind of smiled. But it sort of speaks to, again, what Mercedes has been talking about all throughout camp and since Gus Bradley got here. He talked about this being his family and this meaning a lot to him. And even though this is voluntary, Mercedes' quote a few minutes ago was, this isn't voluntary to me. It's mandatory for him to be here. He felt a commitment to be here, and Gus praised that he could have easily not shown up today. But he took the red eye back to be at an OTA practice. What he really gets out of it on the field, I don't know. But it certainly sends a message that he's ready. It also sends a message to a lot of younger guys, a lot of newer guys coming in. So I think noteworthy and deserved praise from Gus toward Mercedes Lewis today.
Well done, John, as always.
Thanks, JP.
Let's hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. Yes, there's a lot of noise about the free agent class and the 2014 draft class for the Jaguars. But Sexton says, don't forget about last year's rookies moving into year two.
It makes sense that folks would gauge the Jaguars' threshold for improvement this fall on what they've done in the spring. After all, they put a lot of money on the table to get better on both lines in free agency, and the draft brought a lot of help for the offense. Lost in all the talk about Bortles starting or sitting is a group of players who can help the Jaguars take a big step forward. The second-year guys. Denard Robinson is a prime example. He's going to be Toby Gerhardt's backup and has explosive ability. But he couldn't catch a cold last season. He caught almost everything thrown at him this spring, though, and clearly worked as hard at that as he did at adding weight. He's gotten better. I can say the same thing about cornerbacks Demetrius McCray and Jeremy Harris, who looked tremendous. McCray played a little last season and displayed incredible athleticism, with the length to make plays all over the field. Harris spent the season on the practice squad. Those two were projects late in last year's draft and were constantly working on what Gus Bradley wants from his defensive backs. They're not Richard Sherman yet, but that's a pair of good-looking young corners, which is a tough position to find. There are more, but you get the point. You generally see the biggest improvement in a player from year one to year two. So it makes sense that a number of guys should be able to step into a greater role this season and perform at a higher level. Bradley and Dave Caldwell are counting on it, even if most folks are still arguing about whether the quarterback should sit or start and are focused on the rookie receivers.
How you doing, man? All good? We got to switch the jerseys out today. You want to wear this one right here?
Yeah.
You going to wear it?
We close today with a really great story. This is Denard Robinson visiting with six-year-old Ike Yarman from Rogers, Minnesota. He attended practice today with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and Ike has been battling a form of leukemia since the age of four. He's a huge Michigan Wolverines fan, and his wish, of course, was to meet number 16. He visited with Ike and his family today and presented Ike with his own number 16 jersey today before practice. The 10th and final OTA practice is scheduled for Friday, and that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Minnick.